Chapter 1 Four Sisters. Christmas isn't the same without gifts, complained Jo.
Being poor is terrible,
agreed Meg as she looked at her old dress.
It's not fair that some girls are rich and have everything they want, while others have nothing,
said little Amy. But we've got our mother and father and each other, said Beth, who always tried to see the bright side of things. The four girls cheered up at this thought as they sat around the fire. But we don't have father, said Jo sadly. And we won't for a long time. Each of them worried silently about their father, who was away fighting in the American Civil War.
Mother said it would be wrong to waste money on gifts when our men are at war,
said Meg. But all we have is a dollar each, said Jo. $4 won't help the army. Let's just buy what we want. We worked hard for that money.
I wish we had the money our father lost when we were little,
said Meg. If I was a boy, I'd go and fight with father, said Jo. Meg was a beautiful 16-year-old with big, round eyes and soft brown hair. As a young woman, she was very concerned with appearing neat and ladylike at all times. Jo was 15, tall and thin. She kept her hair pushed back. A true tomboy at heart, her character often fell on the opposite side of Meg's. Beth was 13 and very shy. She seemed to exist in her own happy world. Amy was the youngest and thought she was a princess. She had curly blonde hair and watery blue eyes. By 6 o'clock, Meg lit the lamp to light their house. Beth put her mother's slippers by the fire to warm them. Jo looked at them and said,
"These are too old. Mother needs a new pair."
"Well, let's use our dollars to buy gifts for Mother," said Beth.
"That's a good idea," said Jo.
"We'll surprise her."
Soon their mother, Mrs. March, arrived home from work.
"A letter from your father came,"
Mrs. March said excitedly. The letter cheered them up, especially the message to the girls at the end. "Here's my love and a kiss for each of you. I think of you all every day. I know you are good to your mother, and when I come back, I'll be proud of my little women." On Christmas morning, the girls came downstairs. Meg asked,
"Where's Mother?"
"I think she's down the street," said old Hannah.
Hannah was a servant who had lived with them since Jo was born. She was more like a friend.
"A poor woman came to the door and your mother went off to help her."
Then there was a noise at the door. The girls pushed the basket of gifts for their mother back under the chair and ran into the dining room. They sat at the table, waiting for breakfast.
"Merry Christmas, Mother!"
they shouted.
"Merry Christmas, my little women," said Mrs. March.
Then she stopped smiling.
"Our neighbor, Mrs. Hummel, is very poor and has a new baby. All 6 of her children are in one bed, trying to stay warm. Why don't we give them our breakfast as a Christmas present?"
The girls thought for a moment.
"It's good you came back before we started eating," said Jo.
Then the girls packed their breakfast into a basket. With Hannah, they went to a miserable room in an old building. There they found a sick mother with a crying baby and a group of frightened children. Hannah brought wood and made a fire. Mrs. March gave the mother some tea and food. The girls gathered the children around the fire and fed them. Afterward, the March girls felt the inner warmth of satisfaction from their good deeds. Mrs. March was pleased when she received her gifts later. They spent a long time laughing, kissing, and talking. Then the girls practiced a play that Joe had written. They were going to act it that evening. On Christmas night, some friends watched the curtain rise on Witch's Curse. As the four girls were acting, the tall castle they had made of paper fell down. Everyone laughed, but they stood it up again and kept acting. There was a surprise for everyone when the play was finished. A late-night feast. There were fruit, cake, ice cream, and French chocolate. There were even fresh flowers. The girls could not believe their eyes.
"Where did these come from?"
asked Meg. "Our wealthy neighbor, old Mr. Lawrence, sent them," said Mrs. March. "He heard about you girls giving away your breakfast and was really pleased. This afternoon, he sent a note asking us to accept his treats."
"The idea must have come from the boy who lives there," said Joe. "I'm sure he wants to meet us, but he's too shy.